The 2018 Sixers season is rolling along with the playoffs in sight for this young, exciting team. What can we expect for the second half of the season and the playoff push? It's time for Sixers in 60 with your hosts Brian Seltzer and Devon Gibbons.
76ers heading into the final week and a half of a great season on a roll, going for win number 11 tonight. Great to be with you from the center in South Philadelphia, along with 97.5, the Fanatic Sixers insider Devon Givens, Brian Seltz with you. Why don't we call this Sixers in 50, slightly truncated tonight, presented by Toyota. Big thanks to our engineer on site, Marty Dickerson, for getting us live and connected. Tyler Zuli back at the studio. We're going to talk about the Sixers' surge through the month of March, a great start on Sunday to the month of April, all the players that have contributed to a great streak on the winning side for the Sixers. But we're going to go to the heavy hitter first and bring in general manager of the recently renamed Delaware Bluecoats and a former 76er. That would be Elton Brand. Good evening, Elton. What's up?
Hey, Brian. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So this is a great time to have you on. One, because we can just talk about some late season basketball. But the way the Sixers are playing right now, I'll just open it up to both of you guys. A stretch to say that they are playing just about as well as any team in the NBA right now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the pace, after even losing Joel, the pace that they're playing with, they're winning on the road, they're playing together. I can't see any team currently that's playing as good as the Sixers right now.
Currently on a 10-game winning streak, going for 11. And you're right, guys, that you look at this basketball team getting hot at the right time with six games remaining before the postseason gets underway. And without Joel and even Dario for this short period of time, the way that Brett Brown is adjusting to his personnel that he currently has, it's a very good sign going into the postseason.
Did you, Elton, expect the Sixers to be at this point, at this late stage of the season? I mean, we're talking about the possibility for home court advantage as a top four seed could get up to as high as 3 and maybe even 50 wins if this thing keeps rolling.
Not this fast. You know, it's rapid pace, and I'm happy because I was with these guys in the training camp. I was with Ben on the court when he broke his foot. I didn't break his foot, though. I didn't trip him. But I was on the court. I was with Joel when he was coming back from his injury. So to see these guys rapidly improve like this and, like you said, almost get to 50 wins with the possibility of getting more fourth seed home court advantage, I'm just so proud of this group. But I didn't see it this fast, but I knew it was coming.
Part of what they've been doing, obviously, is the addition of the two buyout candidates in Ilyasova and Bellinelli, adding them. And you now in the general manager spot for the Bluecoats, having that under your belt. How difficult, or what is the process like going through something like that to add two key players and try to mix them into guys that have been doing it together all year and not mess up the chemistry?
You know, first of all, it just says a lot about our organization that veterans at that level want to come to our team. You know, there was a time in the not-so-distant past that guys were like, oh, this is, now guys want to be here. They are clamoring to be here. So to fit them in, Ilyasova's been here. You know, Coach knew Bellinelli from the San Antonio days, so we knew their character, and we knew if we gave them minutes that they'd be great. So, you know, it's a lot of things wrapped up.
So if you could get into that a little bit from your perspective, because you're not too far removed from playing and being a part of this yourself on the court, but now you're interacting with agents, people within basketball circles in your role as the GM of the Bluecoats. What is the talk? What are some of the appealing reasons why players may be more attracted? And they may be very obvious, but from your perspective, why do you see that change and shift happen?
You know, the talent level of our team, you know, the way the guys are, you know, being taken care of. For example, I'm an ex-player. Now I'm in the management. Guys see those kind of things around the league. Salary cap. We have tons of money. Definitely one huge free agent, maybe two next year. And they want to come. They're entertaining. Their agents are calling. If it's not illegal, they're reaching out. But in Philly, you know, Philadelphia, you know, with the championship and everything, we're on a big national stage to see what type of great town this is.
And speak to that when you talk about you decided yourself to come here some years back to join the city, and you stayed in the area.
Yeah.
And you talk about the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, Villanova now winning two national championships. I'm sure you're happy about that over the last 3 years. What is it about the city that draws them to that when it comes to the other sports as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the passionate fan base. You know, it's known as a tough city to play in. But they see its passion. They love the teams. They love the sports. And they got your back. So when you experience that and you truly feel that, You know, I'm jealous. This is where I wanted to be with the team. I wanted to be on this kind of trajectory to be at the top, but I'm glad I'm still a part of it as a GM of the Bluecoats.
We're talking with Elton Brand on Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota. We got a couple more minutes with you. Ben Simmons, what has allowed him... Well, maybe I'll even ask you this. Do you agree? He just looks like a guy who has been there before, been there, done that. So how does a guy who hadn't played a single minute worth of NBA basketball before this year carry himself that way?
It's amazing. It's uncanny. You know, I'm, as an OG and a, you know, older vet, I'm talking about rookie walls and all this. He never hit that.
Didn't have one, right?
He's amazing. And his uncanny ability to pass the ball, to post up, to finish in the paint, and just make everybody on the court better. His demeanor, his character, it's special to see.
What do you see, though, when you see the questions about, even though he's a rookie, but he's so advanced as a basketball player, that at 6'10 running the point guard, but he doesn't shoot, yet and still he'll average 16, 8-8 and have an impact on the game the way he does. How can he do that without taking a jump shot whatsoever, Elton?
Right, that just says to his skill set, how special it truly is. And he's working on that jump shot, and it's improving. So when that gets there, it's really going to be scary. But he's already scary.
When you have him in the mix with someone like Joel Embiid, they were just both of them in such a role before the injury against the New York Knicks for Joel. He seems like fitness-wise, he was able to get to a point where he was really starting to string some special stretches together talking about Joel.
Yeah, no, it was amazing to see those stretches he was putting together. You know, scoring, we know what he does with the way he anchors our defense. You know, his shooting ability, again, special, special player, high-level special talent. You know, I'm glad they're with us.
Does a team need someone like Joel with his personality where he seems like, and Ben to a certain extent too, but it seems like Joel conveys it in a different way where he brings some of that moxie, cockiness, swagger to the court?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you need that. You need that confidence when you go out there, that you feel like you can beat anybody at any time. You don't care. Let's throw the ball up and let's see who wins this game. Joel brings a lot of that. Ben brings a lot of that. And quietly, J.J. Redick brings a lot of that. J.J. does not back down. He thinks he can beat anybody when he's on that court. Seriously.
As a player, and you see someone like Joel, the way he talks, the way he now gets into social media, and it wasn't as prevalent when you played, but the way he taunts the players or, as you said, doesn't back down and gives them the business, how do you receive that? I mean, you have a different personality, but you didn't back down, as you say, from anybody, and you went out there and did your thing quietly, and you chirped a little bit, but... As an opponent, when he does that, and we've seen it with Russell Westbrook and a few others, how do you receive that as a player?
You know, as a player, I wouldn't like it. But if you can walk it as you talk it, like he's saying these things, and then he's going to bust you up, like you gotta bow down. Like this guy's just that good. But you know, as a player, I wouldn't like it and shake hands and smile afterwards. That's just me. That's just my demeanor.
One more question for Elton Brand before letting you go. As we said, you are the general manager of the now-named Delaware Bluecoats. First, give us the background of what went into that name change, formerly the 87ers and the 7s, and also what's the latest on the 76ers Fieldhouse, which is set to open up in Wilmington.
The 76ers Fieldhouse is going to be open in December. We're looking forward to that, right on the Wilmington waterfront, riverfront, so... That's going to be exciting. The Boutini Poland Group did a great job there. The name, the Bluecoats, we were named after the 1st Delaware Regiment who fought in the Revolutionary War in 1776. They were known for what? Their blue coats and their blue uniforms. So it's definitely, owed to Delaware history.
So you brought this new building in for me to come and work out for my next 80s Blue Coats tryout, my first Blue Coats tryout, not the 87ers anymore.
Absolutely. We'll be ready for you, D, when you're ready.
Tremendous. Elton Brand, great to see you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man, as always. Appreciate it.
Elton Brand joining us here on Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota. We're kind of off to a rolling start. Devon, first of all, great to see you, man.
Always good to have you back, Celts, man. Good to have you back, man. Congratulations, first of all. I'm very glad to have you back. I hope I filled in as best as I could. I had a great time with Tom on the Sixers Radio Network.
Listen, I would think that if anyone could argue with the results that you posted, the team, one way or the other, I don't know if I want to say this, but since you were at the post filling in pregame and postgame, the team has gone undefeated. That has been the length of this current streak. So the last thing I want to do is interject myself back into this thing and mess all the juju up.
This is a fact. So you might want to just take that time off, go hang out with the wife and kids, and I'll handle things throughout the remainder of the regular season all the way to the NBA Finals.
I like it. Well, the way the team has been playing as of late, it's hard not to think about the F word, the finals word, in the context of what this team might be able to do once the regular season ends next Wednesday. We're going to get into the details of a lot of what's been going on with the Sixers, but just before we go to the first break, your general impression of what the Sixers have done well over the course of the last, let's say, 3 weeks when they've mounted this winning streak and not only vaulted themselves into a playoff spot, but really into the thick of the top four in the conference.
Number one for me, Celso, that starts with it is the defense, the team defense overall, and how good they have been. And we've known throughout the entire season that their defense has been so strong when Joel Embiid has been on the floor. And the great part about that is Joel Embiid has been on the floor and able to anchor that defense. The one underrated thing that I look at, too, Celts, is no one really speaks of the defense on the perimeter. Yes, from Robert Covington, but no one talks about how good Ben Simmons has been defensively, whether it's a point guard, a two guard, or any wing player that he's asked to guard at that point. Their defense overall has been really spearheading this run during this 10-game winning streak, hopefully looking for 11 tonight against the Brooklyn Nets here at the center. So the defense overall has been doing it. And then offensively, they've had those nights where they've cut down on the turnovers. They shot efficiently, not only from the field, but also from the three-point line. And the key that we always talk about, you, myself, Tom McGinnis, the assists on the made baskets, the ball snaps, the ball moves, they get good looks at shots. Yes, sometimes they're fast, but that's what Brett Brown wants in the pace and space offense that he likes to incorporate. Understanding what the league is, understanding who his team is. Those things for me, Celts, have been with the defense, the overall offense, the way they're playing, no cutting down on the turnovers, and the assist on the field goals that they're making, sharing the basketball.
76ers outscoring the opposition by roughly 13.5 points over the course of this 10-game winning streak. We're going to talk about Ben Simmons, dare I say, solidifying his status as what should be a Rookie of the Year award winner. Over the course of the winning streak, Joel Embiid, the latest with him. Also, what's been going on with Markel Fultz and some veteran additions to the roster that were made about a month ago that has helped put the Sixers in position for a nice middle-of-the-pack seed in the Eastern Conference. A reminder, the 76ers on Friday take on All-Star LeBron James and Kevin Love and the Cleveland Cavaliers, 7 o'clock for the Spirit of 76 night, presented by StubHub. For your tickets to what should be a great night down here at the center, visit StubHub.com. This is Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota. Devon and I are right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to 97.5. The Fanatic.
Boom! A reverse two-hand backward jam. Ben Simmons.
10-game win streak. 6 games to play. And the number 3 seed still up for grabs. Sixers Nets. Tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers playoff basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli here. You know, I used to take care of my lawn, but in this do-it-yourself world, I eventually realized that doing it yourself isn't always cheaper or better, and it certainly isn't easier. So I gave a call to Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn has been providing the highest quality service for over 25 years. Their safer, organic-based products deliver a greener lawn with fewer weeds without the frustration. They have highly trained technicians, exclusive products, and top-of-the-line equipment. And whether you live in PA or New Jersey, their program will give you the lawn you've always tried to achieve. Now, here's the best part. Sign up for Natural Lawn's full-service program and receive free seeding every year. That's right. They'll seed your lawn every year free of charge. So if you want a great lawn without the headache, call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. The number's 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Your child has Tourette's. He also loves the color yellow and swimming. He likes to draw and has an infectious laugh. He's funny and kind and hates broccoli more than anything. He's always up for a good movie. And you know better than anyone, there's so much more to him than his Tourette's. We invite children and adolescents ages 6 to 17 who are living with Tourette syndrome to see if they may qualify for the T-Force Gold Study. The purpose of this clinical research study is to determine the safety, tolerability, and effectiveness of an investigational medication for Tourette's. An investigational medication has not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Those who qualify will receive study-related medical exams and laboratory tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available. To learn more, visit GoldTouretteStudy.com. That's GoldTouretteStudy study.com.
If you still not refinance your mortgage, well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Pain is something we all like to avoid, whether it's at the dentist or at a car dealer where you get the usual drill, which is why you should go to CarSense. It's only our cars that are put through the ringer, painstakingly inspected and reconditioned with no dings, dents, or scratches, given a lifetime engine guarantee, a 6-month, 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, and a no-haggle price so good. Getting a deal at CarSense is never like pulling teeth. CarSense, it's car sensational.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Napa Know How.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meteorite bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
The playoffs are coming to Philadelphia in 2018. Had you get in the building, a suite to a Sixers playoff game is the perfect way to entertain clients, family, or friends. Rentals are now available for all 76ers round one playoff home games. In your suite rental, you get tickets, parking, and a gourmet catering package. For more info, or to speak with a sales rep right now, call 215-339-7676 or email tickets at 76ers.com. Along with Devon Givens, 97.5, the Fanatic Sixers Insider. My name is Brian Seltzer from Sixers.com. We'll take you to the top of the hour when Tom McGinnis will bring you the Sixers and the Brooklyn Nets. Sixers are looking to make it 11 straight. It is amazing, Devon, that we are at this point of the season right now. I think everyone expected the Sixers to be in the hunt for a playoff spot, but to take a stranglehold like this, it's been so impressive, and there have been a plethora of players involved in that, but most immediately, especially in the absence of Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons has just set the gear shift to a totally different level.
Seltz, and it's crazy because when you think about it and you look at it and you really analyze the game as it goes on, and you look at the lack of field goal attempts, and despite the game that he had the last game where they won on the road in Charlotte and he had a higher number, for the most part it's been around 9 to 10 attempts. And most are wondering why he's not taking more. But he's still able to have such an impact on the game, such control of the pace of the game, not just for the Sixers, but also for the opponent, where they have to figure out how they're going to guard him. They know he's not going to shoot, and they do back off and dare him to do certain things in terms of the perimeter. And he's still able to find his way into the lane, where he's able to freestyle and do the things that he does, whether it's the around the back or through the legs and the fadeaways now. More often when you look at him as well, the amount of attempts that he's trying to make jump shot-wise, more of the fadeaway again, because it gives him an opportunity to just put a certain amount of arc on it that he would like. But how he's done things offensively to control the game in the absence of Joel Embiid, and while Embiid was also on the floor, it's just been a remarkable job by him, and it's been fun to witness it.
In March, he was phenomenal, averaged just under 13 points per game, around 9.5 rebounds, NBA best 10.5 assists. And I want to say it was about maybe 2.5 weeks ago. I was driving into the good old studios, the Fanatic, at One Bal Plaza, and you were going back and forth with callers about the Rookie of the Year race and Ben Simmons. And I thought in a very measured form and fashion, you were like, listen, Ben Simmons staked his claim on this race early. You have got to acknowledge Donovan Mitchell, because he has been fantastic. It's amazing. The two of them were the plus-minus leaders overall in the entire NBA for the month of March. And it's been fun to watch the two of them and their track over this season. But it really seems like, as of late, Simmons has, I don't know, maybe this is a slightly slanted view, but I think just the overall impact that Simmons has had on the Sixers in total has taken this team to a different state.
I don't think it's a slanted view, because you're looking at it objectively when you're talking about this. Yes, this is the Sixers and 60 on the Sixers Radio Network. However, you're right. You give Donovan Mitchell the credit that he deserves, because he's been that good. And you do have to acknowledge what he's done for that Utah Jazz team. But when you look at the records that Ben Simmons has broken, the records that he's tying now, the way, again, that he's doing things, and people want to point out the scoring, they do two different things. But the impact is a little bit different when you look at how Ben Simmons does it. And he does, in fact, have Joel Embiid. They have Rudy Gobert. So it's not as if he doesn't have pieces around him in Utah. I do think, I always thought that he had the lead. It was a firm lead, and you had to respect what Donovan Mitchell has done. But over the course of this run that he's had, people wanted to point out the double-digit winning streak that the Utah Jazz had and what he did, Donovan Mitchell, for that team. You can also look at the double-digit winning streak now and what you just laid out in the month of March of what he averaged, and say that he's had his hand in that success that the team has had more than most outside of Joel Embiid. So you have to look at it and simply point out it's a fact at what he's doing. He stepped up his game in Joel Embiid's absence. You again see his defense pick up, and you can just see that full head of steam when he's deciding, oh, I'm going to do this particular thing when I have the ball right now. Very decisive in what he wants to do. And I think with 60 games remaining, I don't think there's much else that he needs to do to lay claim of this Rookie of the Year award.
If you're listening right now, maybe you're a passenger in a car or online, and you want to pull out the old Twitter app and get in touch with us at DevonG975, at Brian Seltzer. Give us your thoughts on Ben Simmons. To you, is he the clear-cut Rookie of the Year award winner? We could give you a free pair of tickets to a future 76ers game if you add us and give us your thoughts and we read your comments on the air. I mean, I think the funniest thing in hindsight, Devon, is there was all this chatter coming out of college surrounding the draft in 2016. Well, you know, intangibles of Ben Simmons. Does he have the mindset? Is he a team guy? Is he going to rub people the right way? I mean, like, this guy is a flat-out competitor, and he does it in a different way than Joel Embiid. I can't wait to see how Ben reacts to the playoff stage, but by all accounts, nothing has fazed him so far, and he's garnering respect from some of the elite players. Moran, I mean, I just think back to November when, like, Draymond Green and Kevin Durant were talking about Ben as a type of player they'd never seen before.
Yeah, and you look at what Elton Brand said with us when he joined us a little bit earlier of how great he already is, and the fact that when Joel Embiid talks the way he does and gets under the skin of the opponent the way he does, he said, yeah, Ben Simmons does it as well. He just does it in a different way. He does it in a more quiet manner. Or we'll see something maybe on a video on social media where you can see him talking to an opponent saying, you can't guard me. And he does it in a way, again, where it's confidence. And I'm sure it's borderline a little cocky because you have to have some of that to be a professional player. But you're absolutely right. The way that he has earned the respect from his peers, and a lot of it, too, for him is that he felt like he did not get that respect maybe from his peers when he was snubbed the first time from the All-Star voting reserves. And then the three injury replacements where he felt like he should have been there waiting his turn. Now, okay, the stage is set. 6 games remaining. I expect him to ramp it up in the postseason because big players play on big stages, and that will, of course, will be a big stage and a big opportunity for him to show his for the people who have not seen him.
It's amazing. In hindsight, Sixers fans out there might be thanking everyone who denied Ben Simmons a spot in that All-Star game, because that's like if you want to look for the demarcation point of when Ben really flicked the switch and turned it on, it was that period when it was Kemba Walker, Goran Dragic, and, you know, a couple replacements were needed. No Ben
Andre
Simmons.
Drummond.
Right, Andre Drummond,
yes.
Of course.
Yes, and you know he was not happy about that. And every time he expressed just that on social media of his dislike of the choice that was made over him. So, yes, and every time he would come up against an opponent that was selected over him or whatever it may have been, a coach or a player, a team overall, we felt like, okay, let me go out there and show. And you're right. That run at that specific time, he made it very clear, without saying so, that this is what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to get for snubbing me from that game.
It's Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota with 97.5 to Fanatic Sixers insider Devon Givens. I'm Brian Seltzer from Sixers.com. You can chime in on Twitter at DevonG975, at Brian Seltzer, and we could offer you tickets to a future Sixers game, perhaps, when it's all said and done. We appreciate David Loeb, who just logged on and asked, do you think Ben Simmons will be rookie? There are a couple of questions from Dave, which we can segue from one topic to the next. So why don't we go, do you think, I think we've covered this, Ben Simmons will be rookie of the year, and how do you guys feel about Joel Embiid this season?
I do think Ben Simmons will win rookie of the year. I don't think it's along the lines anymore of a possible co-rookie of the year sharing with Donovan Mitchell. I think he wins it. I think he's established that. And the way that they've surged in the Eastern Conference and moved up as much as they have with the 10-game winning streak, being in the fourth spot only half a game behind Cleveland, which will be a huge game on Friday, by the way, here at the center against LeBron James and the Cavaliers. I do, David, think he will, in fact, win the Rookie of the Year. In regards to Joel Embiid, his season, I think he should be Defensive Player of the Year. Brian, you and I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, where we kind of threw it at each other, throwing it out there like, yeah, do you really think he has a chance? I think he's the leader for Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. He's played enough games where he qualifies for that, and he should be at least the second team All-NBA center for the entire season. That's how good Joel Embiid has been all year.
I agree with those takes. And here we are now, where Amir Johnson starting at center for the 76ers for a third straight game. Last Wednesday, of course, collision between Joel and Markel Fultz. Orbital bone fracture, concussion. We are waiting to find out the latest with Embiid. He's been FaceTiming with Brett Brown the last couple days. By all accounts, he's still in pretty good spirits. So now the question becomes, when are we going to see Joel Embiid? What type of Joel Embiid will we get? And in some ways, as some minds online wanted to know, like at STUJJER, Nick Stickle, could this actually in some ways help Embiid should he be able to recover in time, get some rest, and then be fully loaded for the playoffs?
If it does help him, it would be just that, the rest. The fact that he's able to rest his legs and not put too much work and pressure onto his legs, and since he has played more games in this season than he has his entire basketball career. So, yes, it would, in fact, help in that regard. So, I would look at it and say that's a good thing, but the adjustment to the mask and how he has to deal with that, we're going to have to wait and see. It's the difference of the foggy nature of the mask, and I'm sure they'll take care of all of that stuff before he's able to take the floor and practice in the mask and everything to see if it actually works out that way. But if there is any positive to it, it is simply the rest, knowing that you're going to have a strong opponent, whether it's Indiana, Washington, Cleveland, whomever it may be in that first round, that you get a rested Joel Embiid, a hungry Joel Embiid, knowing that you're going to have a seven-game series, and he's been out for the past few games.
Yeah, the opponents the Sixers have been facing as of late, they're not in the playoff picture. But in some ways, it's been kind of nice to see that the injury almost looks like it's been a galvanizing type factor for the Sixers. And it was an interesting point that Brett Brown was talking about before the game. And I think that a lot of people would agree that in some ways, Embiid's absence, albeit for just two games, and it's going to be a third tonight, has accelerated some aspects of Ben Simmons' growth, where he's taken it upon himself to assume more of a leadership role. He's been more vocal, more involved, and really kind of taking this team on his shoulders.
I do like it from that regard, because you get a chance to see the leadership, and you also understand that the veterans you have in J.J. Redick and Amir Johnson, for that matter, as Elton Brand pointed out, with what J.J. Redick is and having been around the playoffs every single year in his professional career, it gives them an opportunity to be the team that most people believe that they were. Even as good as second team or first team All-NBA Joel Embiid, Defensive Player of the Year Joel Embiid, All-Star Joel Embiid, and of course Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons, it gives you a chance to see everybody else in maybe some different roles where you may not have had that. It gives you an opportunity to see Markelle Fultz in a different light now that this is his fifth game since returning from the injury. So that, in terms of the positive of missing him, you're still winning. You're getting an opportunity to see a different team, same principles, but you have to do it a different way. Some way that you might have to do it in the postseason, because things change when you get to the playoffs. So in that regard, Celso, I do think it is a good thing. If you're going to take anything positive from it, it is the rest for Embiid, and of course the fact that these players here want to prove that they can play without the big fella, although they would like to have him there, but they can still get it done, and it's not just the fluke anymore.
I feel like I've already said too much about being on paternity leave the last 2 weeks, but I said to my wife right before the kiddos were born, I was like, there's probably two things that could get me back in the flow of work a little bit earlier than expected over the course of a two-week paternity leave. One, the Sixers qualifying for the playoffs, which happened, and two was somehow if Markelle Fultz returned to action, and sure enough, he did last week against the Denver Nuggets, and I think, I'm not sure what else people would have expected from him after missing 68 games, but he's held his own. He has helped. He has been a contributor off the bench.
Yeah, and the pace that he's playing at as well, being able to have the ball in his hands, do what he can do to run the offense, having not been around since after game four, of the regular season. I agree with you that he's done very well. He has not turned the ball over. He has double-digit assists, and it's a good sign for the 76ers. Now, we probably won't get a chance to see both he and Simmons on the floor at the same time. Brett Brown is not really interested in experimenting with that as of yet, because as he pointed out in his pregame media availability, he's trying to win games. And there's no experimenting when it comes to that right now, because you simply want to make sure you go out there and secure that W because of what you're playing for in terms of the playoffs. But all in all, after missing 68 games, Celts, and what he has been able to do on the floor with these players, I think he's done a pretty good job. Now, will the next six games, will he be able to ramp it up and give us a little more scoring? Will we be able to see that? We see that he can still take people off the dribble. Now, can he finish at the rim a little better? Can he figure those types of things out as we get closer to the playoffs, when they quite possibly are going to need him more, because T.J. McConnell has kind of lost a few minutes and his bear have gone to Markelle Fultz.
Even in the limited action that Fultz has played, you can see, though, that he is something, as the Sixers have talked about and thought all along, different shot creator off the dribble, and the jumper has, by all accounts, it's gone down. It's looked pretty steady.
It has gone down, and he's done it kind of in the Ben Simmons role of when I know I can take it.
Right.
I'm not going to shoot it from a distance that I am not comfortable shooting it from as of yet. I'm going to shoot it from those mid-range, intermediate spots where I feel way better about it going down. So, and that's what he's done. He's getting good extension, good rotation on the ball, good follow through, and his confidence. And once they have started to go in, you can see that he doesn't really have much fear. And it opens other things up, like the driving to the basket, where the opponent now has to respect it. Maybe not as much as you would like with a normal Markelle Fultz season, but they see that he is willing to take it now, and they have to respect it just a little bit. So when he starts to get that going, I can't wait to see what a breakout Markelle Fultz game looks like.
Markelle Fultz slapping hands with his Sixers teammates. They're on the floor right now here at the center. 76ers going for win number 11 in a row at the top of the hour against the Brooklyn Nets. With Devon Givens, Brian Seltzer, we've got one more segment coming up. We appreciate those of you that have reached out on Twitter, at DevonG975, at Brian Seltzer. Give us your thought on Markelle Fultz, if you'd like. I'm going to ask Devon for his thoughts on the postseason picture as it stands now with 9 days remaining in the regular season. A reminder that a limited number of premium season ticket packages are now available for next season in the Centennial VIP and club-level locations at the center. These packages include food and beverages, in-seat service, and other premium amenities. Purchase a full-season membership for next year and guarantee yourself the opportunity to purchase seats for every 2018 Sixers home game. For more info, call 215-339-7676 or email tickets at 76ers.com. Stay with us. Final segment of Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota, is coming up after these words.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for thousands of dollars in profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Starter Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of investors like you learn how to flip houses for large profits. Call now for your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy's network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. Ready to make some extra cash? Call 1-800-249-9061 now to get your free kit. Call 800-249-9061 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with exclusive info, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale right now. Call 800-249-9061. That's 800-249-9061. Call now.
Are credit card bills piling up faster than you can pay? How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-375-1175. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-375-1175 today.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation, and it's time to start thinking home improvements. Looking to clean up this spring? Then spring into action today for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy with no limit. That's right, buy two, get two free with no limit. Plus 0% financing for 18 months. It's an incredible limited time event. Window Nation has installed over 425,000 windows in over 80,000 homes with 99.5% requiring no follow-up service. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it just doesn't get any better. But this offer does. Buy two windows, get two free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. This offer won't last long. Call Window Nation now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION, or online at windownation.com. Buy two, get two free, and 0% financing for 18 months at Window Nation. And don't forget to tell them Jason sent you.
Have you been lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine bestselling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Hey, Flyers fans, the fight is on. Single game tickets for round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs are on sale now. Make plans to catch every unforgettable playoff moment inside the Wells Fargo Center as the Philadelphia Flyers battle in can't-miss games. Shop the best available tickets now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com or call 215-218-PUCK to secure your spot for Flyers playoff action at the Wells Fargo Center. Let's go, Flyers.
Join Natalie Agonoff and Labatt Blue this Thursday night from 7 to 9 at Vesper Sporting Club in Center City. Check out Labatt's new Philly Proud Cans and register for a chance to win Flyers tickets and a grand prize of a tropical getaway. Get more details at 975thefanatic.com.
One of the best teams in the Eastern Conference is on the floor right now, the 76ers. They're warming up, getting ready for the Brooklyn Nets. Tom McGinnis standing by. We'll get you to him in a few minutes with Devon Givens, Brian Seltzer, final moments of Sixers and 60 presented by Toyota. Devon, as we sit here now, the Sixers fourth in the East, a half game behind Cleveland. Cleveland, by the way, hosting number one seed Toronto tonight at 7 o'clock. By the end of the night, we could be talking about the Sixers, maybe the three seed.
Could be. You could be. You should be, because they should take care of business here at the Center against the Brooklyn Nets, although they do pose a different kind of problem. They play the Sixers very well. And you're right, Cleveland tonight against Toronto, that will be a matchup that people will be keeping an eye on because of the implications with the postseason. And with Toronto kind of falling back as of late, not winning like they have been in the past, and Cleveland stepping their game up. That was the one concern that I think a lot of people overlook with Cleveland and how they have not been playing great because of their new personnel. LeBron James is still there, and he is still LeBron James, and he causes plenty of problems. So it would be great, the playoff implications, if they do get the win. In fact, half a game, go to Detroit tomorrow for a back-to-back for the Sixers here, and it's going to mean something on Friday, plain and simple. That's the big. That's the biggest game of the season, Celts.
It's crazy.
16 games over 500. How about that?
Well, and the longest active winning streak right now in the NBA at 10. So the Sixers, if it were to end today, it would be a 4-5 matchup against the Indiana Pacers. Maybe they get bumped up to 3 to the Sixers. You're looking at the Wizards. The Miami Heat are only a game back of Washington. The Bucks are in the 8th spot, but with a talent like Giannis, you have got to keep them in the back of their mind. We should mention that John Wall is coming back tonight, if I'm not mistaken, for the Wizards.
He has played.
Yes, that's right. He's back. Yes. So
he's already screwed them up.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's, and they're a team that's kind of like been waffling a bit. So it's
they lost to the Chicago Bulls big time on Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
An unsightly loss.
Yes.
So you can understand why Brett Brown would say there's really not a team in the East that I'm overly concerned with. You know, he has respect for them, but he came out and said that was a bold statement.
I talked about it. As soon as he said it, let's talk about that, because he was not overly concerned or intimidated. Pardon me, is the words that he used. He's not intimidated by any of these teams, and I wanted to get the pulse of the people, and most people agree with themselves, because you're not many people are afraid of these teams, whereas those teams and those fan bases are afraid of the 76ers with everybody on the floor in a seven-game series. it gets tricky because you have the seven-game series. You get to see the same team for seven games, and they have to make those adjustments. You have the scouting report. You can adjust. But it's going to be interesting because Indiana is they have a 2-1 series season advantage over the Sixers. Washington and the Sixers have split it this year, 2-2. Cleveland and the Sixers. Cleveland has a 2-1 lead as of right now. We'll see if that changes on Friday. So overall, it's going to be very interesting to see how this entire thing plays out. Great opponents, and that's what the playoffs are all about. It's not going to be easy. You're going to get the best of that particular team that you're going to play against. The coach is going to do what they need to do, and you hope the Sixers can just simply come out on top. First time for a lot of these players, and it's going to be very interesting to see. It doesn't start then, though. It starts now with continuing this streak, winning on Friday against the Cleveland Cavaliers and not faltering on Sunday and Monday, and then on Wednesday, final regular season game of the season against the Milwaukee Bucks, because they are also trying to find their way and stay in a good spot in the postseason.
Got about a minute left, Devon, but I got to ask you, one thing we know for certain is there's going to be a new banner hoisted here in the rafters at the center to go up right next to 2016 national champions for the NCAA. That would be Villanova.
Yes, indeed.
Got to be pretty cool 24 hours for you, right?
Oh, it was pretty cool, man. Very proud. Again, you're talking about 3 years on the floor for Mikhail and two-time NCAA champion, and he played a part in both. This one was a little more sweeter because his role was certainly increased as an All-American player this year, voted multiple times by different All-American publications. So it was pretty sweet to see it last night, and it's pretty cool. Graduates in the spring, and I mean, listen, what else can you say? He's entrenched his name forever in the Villanova family.
Really cool. Mikhail's mom, Tania, works for the 76ers.
Yes.
Peyton Heck, his dad, Chris, is our president of business operations. Scott O'Neill, obviously, Villanova ties. So Billy Lang, an assistant on the Sixers, helped bring in a lot of the talent that's been at Villanova the last 5 years. So great connections all the way around. We got to thank our man, Marty Dickerson, for making sure that
we were connected
here at the center. Tyler Zuli and Alan Yates back in the studio. Are you on after the game?
I am on post-game following this victory over the Brooklyn Nets carry until midnight.
Tremendous. Well, we will look forward to that. No better way to wind down after a game than listening to Devon Givens. Thanks to everyone who chimed in on Twitter. Philly Felix thinks Markel drops a 20-plus point double-double tonight. We'll see. It's the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. Brian Seltzer saying so long for now. We got Tom McGinnis getting ready to bring you live NBA action from the center in South Philadelphia as the 76ers go for an 11-game in-season winning streak for the first time in nearly, get this, 30 years. Enjoy tonight's game here on the Sixers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Seltzer.